everyone, and welcome back to ITFM Insights. If you tuned in before, you may have noticed that we have a brand new name. We were formerly known as TBM Talks, and in this episode, we're diving into exactly why we made the shift from TBM to ITFM, as well as how ITFM fits within TBM, what this evolution means for organizations looking to optimize and communicate the value of their technology investments. To guide us through these topics, I'm joined by two special guests, Pete Wilson, VP of the IBM Apptio Business, and Matthew Guarini, Executive Director of the TBM Council. Pete and Matthew, thank you both for joining me today. So if you could both just give me a little bit of your background of your roles, as well as just your background within TBM and ITFM. So Pete, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. Thanks, Kara, and thanks for having us on today. Looking forward to the conversation. So I've been with Apptio now almost 8 years. For the last 2 years, I've been the responsible executive for the global product line known as IBM Apptio. Prior to that, I was actually responsible for our customer success team in APAC. And then prior to that, I was actually an Apptio customer for 3 years. In previous roles, always in technology, ranging from the CIO, CTO, transformational type activities across a variety of industries, ranging from airlines to trading houses to financial institutions, engineering firms, etc. Really excited to be here today and looking forward to the conversation.
Awesome. Thanks, Pete. And Matt, how about you?
Excellent. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I go back and I'm going to dial you back about 20 years. I got my start doing tech work for McKinsey during the dot-com era. And one of the big things we were trying to figure out is how do you get value from this thing called the internet? And then after that, I spent a little bit of time at Infosys, and we were doing a lot of work with helping people get value from services. And then I took a leap from being outside helping CIOs and CTOs, and I took a leap into a role becoming a CIO. And when I was in that role, I was working for a big utility in the northeast of the United States. And I had a lot of challenges with how do you get the value of technology. So after that, I took a tour through at Forrester, and I headed up their CIO practice. And we really started to dive in to help people get to that challenge. And so when the opportunity came to join the council, I jumped at it because I think this concept of value and how you deliver it is one of the seminal challenges for tech executives and businesses today. And so TBM has always been the big framework to help you get to where you need to be.
Awesome. Great. Thank you both. Happy to have you both on today. So now jumping into our topic today, we've recently rebranded our podcast to align with IBM Apptio's direction. Pete, what inspired IBM Apptio to make this change from TBM to ITFM?
Yeah, great question. And it really goes back a little bit in history to start. So, you know, for the viewers listening today, 2008, when Apptio was born as a company, the concept of TBM, the Atom taxonomy, et cetera, didn't exist. Apptio, as part of its founding activities in the following years, we created the notion of the TBM framework, technology business management as a discipline, the concept of the Atom taxonomy. And we did that because our founding fathers back then recognized there was a clear need for best practices on how to manage technology spend. And it just didn't exist. And that was really the impulse. So fast forward to where we are now, some 15 years later, the TBM practice has matured significantly. You've obviously got the TBM Council with, you know, under Matt's leadership, which is now, you know, one of the largest disciplinary areas in this place, you know, globally. But what we saw was really the recognition that TBM is more than ITFM. ITFM is really just a subset of the technology business management framework. And by what that I mean is, if you think about the words TBM, technology business management, it's not just on-prem, it's not cloud, it's not labor, it's not infrastructure, it's more than that. It includes things like ITAM and ITSM. It includes the other disciplines, the CISO disciplines, the things that you really need to drive your technology business. ITFM was just a subset. So over the last few years, we've been contemplating and making the shift, and we felt that the time was right, the market was ready for it. And there's really now what we think of a two-speed economy with ITFM. We've got ITFM players that have been in this market for many years, but we've got so many more new entrants that are coming into the ITFM space, organizations that might have done it on spreadsheets, or they might have done it manual and process, or they may not have done it at all. So we really felt now was the right time to start re-emphasizing that my product line, IBM Apptio, is the market-leading ITFM solution, and therefore ITFM and the attachment to the ITFM framework and everything that goes with it was really that driving force. A lot of that in consultation with Matt and the council, as well as the council expands their view, but maybe I'll hand over to Matt and he can give some color from his side.
Yep. So Matt, from the TBM council perspective, how do you view ITFM within the larger TBM discipline?
Yeah, I'll start and build on somewhere where Pete started to hit. You know, I like to talk to people and I like to look at the three words that comprise TBM, right? So the first thing is it's technology, not just IT, it's all technology, right? The second thing, it's business, right? We're not just thinking about the IT shop. We really want to get a big picture of how you use technology in the business. And then that element of management, to manage something is to think about how you make great decisions and try to optimize and maximize. And so when you manage, you bring those three words together. This is how you're going to manage all your technology to unleash business value. That's what we want to try and do with TBM. Now, how do you do that? The way that we look at it, really, there's three broad components that we want to try and do. The first one is we want to be able to integrate all elements of tech spend. And like the primary drivers of that come from the discipline of ITFM, FinOps, and then the portfolio side of things. And so we want to be able to integrate and aggregate across those. So the TBM framework is using all of those elements to help you get this holistic view of tech spend. The second part about it, we want to be able to use all of that operational and financial insight coming from these different parts of technology programs, and we want to be able to drive different TBM outcomes. We want to be able to show, you know, transparency. We want to be able to drive insights. You know, we want to be data driven. And then through that, that helps us get us to the third element. And that third element is the ability to take those outcomes and then turn them into business, right? Into business outcomes. And ultimately, that's what we're trying to do. We want our technology to create customer value. And those customer values can be, you know, more revenue. They can be more efficiency. It can be sustainability. There's all these different drivers. And so that's what we're really trying to do with TBM. And we need that ITFM as one of the integral components to help us on that journey.
Awesome. Yeah, you both touched on how TBM has really expanded to include multiple disciplines. But now to really clarify the difference, Pete, from your perspective, how would you distinguish between ITFM from TBM?
Yeah, so I think, again, building back on some of Matt's comments, TBM is that overarching discipline of all the elements that drive business value. ITFM is a very specific focus around the IT financial management aspects. And that's what we refer to as the costing, the planning, the billing, and the benchmarking elements. And we do focus on that for the entire technology stack. Whereas if you look at some of the emerging disciplines that have been coming in and certainly growing over the last few years, FinOps example is a great example. The FinOps movement has made phenomenal practice shifts and phenomenal growth over the last few years. FinOps' specialty, you know, has come from focusing very much on the cloud space, and they're looking to expand further to that. But so when I look at ITFM and TBM, IT financial management is just that one area of discipline, as Matt's pointed out. We're not here to focus on asset management. We're not here to focus on service management. We're not here to focus on some of the CISO standards, et cetera. We're here to focus on the financial management disciplines of IT, and that's all of IT. And that's really the differentiator from our perspective.
Got it. Yeah. So ITFM is really just one key practice under the TBM discipline. But now to go into more into what TBM is, Matt, can you share what the discipline of TBM is and how does that really compare to ITFM's focus?
Yeah. So I'll go back to this, what we call, you know, our kind of our building towards our vision here is, you know, we really want to help unleash the business value of technology. Okay. And what's going on right now in the marketplace? Over the last two decades, companies have invested more every year in technology than really any other function in the corporate world. So, you know, you're not going to find marketing rarely ever getting more money than tech. You're not going to see the sales team. You're going to rarely see the product teams. Tech has been at the top, and there's reasons for that, because people recognize that it's got the ability to disrupt across markets, across industries, and across business models. So with all this investment going into tech, the big question that you're starting to hear a lot of CXOs ask, am I getting value for that technology? And so, you know, 20 years ago, the questions were asked as we were all moving into the big ERP systems. Over the last 5-10 years, it's been on the cloud side of things. Now we've got this thing called AI coming through and, you know, all these other different advances. And so we need a way in this world that we're moving into, which is more and more tech dependent all the time, to try and make great financial decisions. So what TBM enables you to do, we have two very important pieces to this. One is what we call the TBM framework. And the framework is what you need to build a successful and sustainable TBM practice. It starts with your foundations. Your foundations are things like the roles that you have, your data model, right? It's your methods. It's also your processes. You build that foundation. On top of that foundation, you then go build your model, which has your taxonomy in it, your industry extensions, all those interconnected standards like ITFM and FinOps. Once you get that, now you're able to get to TBM outcomes and ultimately up to business outcomes. And then there's a big feedback loop in there. That feedback loop is the whole decision-making process where TBM enables CXO-level conversations so you can make great decisions with technology. So now you've got transparency. You've got insights, not just data. And with transparency and insights, that's what fosters those great conversations. So now we're starting to see the people that get TBM right, the CIO is working with that CFO to better optimize the plan. The two of them are now working with the CEO, where the CEO gets a better understanding of the value of technology and can decide how and where to invest more. And so that's what where TBM sits at the heart of all this. And so the way we're really trying to position it is working with you know, the ITFM side of things, all these other interconnected standards to get you to that big picture of technology value.
Awesome. Yeah, you've touched on some of the outcomes, and I want to dive more into the benefits just a little bit more. So what kind of tangible outcomes or value can companies expect from honing in on ITFM practices? Pete, how about we start with you?
Yeah, so let's start with some of the really basic things. One of the things that, you know, when I deployed Apio as a product line and adopted the ITFM practices and the TBM frameworks, it's what I refer to as digitization of what I was doing today. So a lot of organizations, they're out there doing ITFM practices today. They're manual processes, they're spreadsheets. They're probably not that timely. They're maybe not all that accurate. And sometimes they're difficult to maintain as people move on and around. Picking up an ITFM discipline and picking up ITFM solutions allows you to digitize that. So straight away, you now start to get more reliable, more current, more frequent information. And we all know you can make better decisions if you've got better data on a more frequent basis. So the first part of value really starts there. But then you start to unlock some of the broader areas. So if we think about just the broader concepts of better transparency and better planning, understanding where your variance rates are sitting, managing those variance rates to a smaller degree, allowing you to not have as much buffer in your plans to be able to divert those funds to be able to grow the business. That's another simple area to focus on. And then I think of the cost transparency element, really just understanding what you're spending, where you're spending it, and more importantly, who's consuming it. Once you understand that, you can start to have conversations around, well, am I spending the right amount? Is my operational cost the right number to be spending? Can I reduce my operational cost? And then I can divert that to investments to grow the business. Technology professionals out there today are challenged by ever-reducing budgets in terms of cost reduction pressures. And there's a lot of conversation that says, as a CIO or as an executive leadership team in technology, you are still expected to help the business grow in technology advantage, but you need to do it within the bounds of what you've got today. So ITFM really helps bring that into that picture. And then I think the final part is you get into the more mature elements of ITFM, application portfolio rationalization, understanding the cost of your cloud transformation. If 10 apps cost you $1 million to run on-prem, what are they really costing you when you run them in the cloud? Is it cheaper? Are you spending more but your unit rate's going up? I mean, there's nothing wrong with spending more in the cloud as long as your unit rate on what you're doing is coming down. The ITFM disciplines allow you to focus on all those elements in a really timely and accurate manner. And that's just a short list of some of the benefits. There's many more, but that's a good starting point.
Awesome. Yeah, Matt, do you see similar results with the TBM council members who embrace these practices?
Yeah, I mean, the results that we start to see, I'll go into, you know, more of from the TBM perspective, but there's a lot of links into what we see in terms of how ITFM can drive these. You know, a lot of the things we look at around, I mentioned already, transparency, just opening, that's a great way. Our current board chair for TBM, she noted to me, and this is a really powerful story, how in four different roles she's played as a CIO, in each case, she has used TBM to do cost transparency at the start and has used those insights to build relationships and trust with her CFO and her CEO. And so that's a really powerful thing. And now the challenge is you don't want to just stop there, right? And so this whole ability to do things like insights, and start to really think about what you're finding. The next thing, benchmarking, right? You know, that ability, you know, benchmarking's kind of a double-edged sword, right? You know, you don't want to just say, cut everything that's too high and, you know, keep everything that's too low. What you really want to do is say, you know, why is the number where it is? But that's where having the value of a structured framework giving you information that you can trust becomes critical. And then as you get to higher order value drivers, the ability to build great strategies, great budgets, the ability to drive alignment between whether it's a business unit or a product company, and ultimately the optimization function. You know, so much of what we do today is really based on this concept of we need to optimize all of our resources. This is where TBM can be so powerful, and the links in to getting that great structure and discipline that ITFM provides is a key cog in that analysis.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great story. So segueing a little bit, Pete, from your vantage point at IBM Apptio, why do you believe ITFM is especially critical to the future of IT organizations?
Well, I think Matt sort of alluded to it earlier. Technology spend is just becoming, if not the top, if the second top spend for organizations. I mean, every organization out there is a technology company. I can't think of any industry where technology doesn't play a heart of the core part of that business or its business strategy. So as more and more is getting invested, we come back to that question that Matt was alluding to earlier. Am I spending the right amount of money? Am I getting the right value? Do I know where I'm spending it? And as an organization, again, in these cost-constrained worlds that we're in, you've really got to be able to squeeze every dollar of value from every dollar of technology and in IT investment that the organization does. And really, without that ITFM discipline, whilst you can do some of it, you can't achieve the full maximum potential. So as organizations continue to invest in technology, as technology spend continues to grow, it simply makes the need for ITFM just more relevant every day.
Awesome. Yeah. Now to cover some of the challenges, what are some of the pitfalls organizations encounter when they start an ITFM initiative, and how can they really overcome those challenges or avoid them altogether? Pete, we could start with you as well.
Yeah. So look, I'll go back to when I did my ITFM journey. I made what is often seen as the biggest mistake. I got too wrapped around the data. There's just no such thing as perfect data. And in ITFM, I'm a big believer of the 80-20 rule is a good place to start. You know, if I've got 500 applications, there's a good chance that 50 of those, maybe 100 of those, drive 80% of my cost. Focusing on just the top end of town to get a good handle on cost and focusing on just the data that's going to give me that is probably one of the real things to learn and the lesson for people to take note of. You can spend a lot of time trying to get a perfect CMDB. I've never seen one in my career. You can spend a lot of time trying to get, you know, the perfect operational data. More often than not, you can make some pretty good decisions if you've got that 80-20 rule applied. So I'd say that would be probably the first key lesson. The second key lesson is that partnership between technology and finance. ITFM, there's a reason why it's ITFM, IT Financial Management, the CIO and the CFO. When you bring the two of them together and when they're much more in sync with what they're spending, why they're spending it, and how they're spending it, that conversation just becomes far more richer for the business consumers. So Strategic sponsorship is important for ITFM, but the partnership between the IT teams and the finance teams, whether that's your IT finance teams or your corporate finance teams, that to me is the other really critical step you've got to get right.
Awesome. That's some good advice. So, Matt, from the council's perspective, have you seen any proven strategies among TBM council members for bridging that IT and finance gap that Pete mentioned?
Yeah, so let me make a little plug here, and I'll lead into your answer. So the first thing is, we talk about TBM. That's the discipline, right? And that's the council that I lead drives that discipline, right? So the council, free resource, love to get as many members as we can. And what we do as a council, we help people, you know, we write research and we develop standards, right, to help people. We have peer networks. We have events all around the world, but our whole goal is to help people really think about how they can develop that successful and sustainable TBM model, right, of which ITFM is a key part. Now, the reason I said that, we had a call today where we call it TBM Tuesday, and the whole call was two members of the council that work for different companies around the world, and they were talking about the roles and responsibilities that you need. And one of the key discussions they got into is, how do you do a better job with your finance organization? And so if you're a member of the council, you can go and find that video and you can watch it. If you're not a member of the council, go to the council, sign up, and then you'll be able to get it. Now, I'll give you a little bit of what they talked about as well. But, you know, the big thing here is there's a bit of a trust gap when people work with a CIO. I always told people that CIO is one of the hardest jobs, right? Because when people turn on their computer, they don't applaud you. When people can get their data, their applications, they don't applaud you. The minute they can't do any of those things, you're one of the worst people in the world. And so you live in this this kind of world where you get a lot of negative feedback. Now, with the importance that we talked about, you know, you're starting to see the technology teams really rise and take on more prominence. But because of this lack of data and insights and things like that, there's still a lot of questions around, how do I have a trusted relationship with the other C-levels and things like that? And so getting to that financial officer, the number one thing that we see in that is the ability to build a single version of the truth, and then be able to use that transparency to drive great conversations with your CFO. I relayed the story already of our chair, but as you talk to people around, that is a key part. So when you have somebody who's not there and they're not invested in it, you need to go to them and use that data and the insights to establish a common ground. Now, we do recommend that, you know, don't go into one of the hardest use cases. Don't all of a sudden jump in and start thinking you're going to do sustainability or you're going to do some risk modeling and things like that. Typically, we talk to people around doing some basics around, you know, unit economics, your budget, transparency, some of those simple things. Use that to develop your quick wins, build the relationships that you have. And then as you get those wins, take them on the journey as you then move up the food chain. As you move up the food chain, you get into some of your TCO, your chargeback, your sharebacks, right? So it's being smart, having the right plan, building that framework that we talked about earlier, but then it's build that trust. And so that's where I would point folks to be successful.
Awesome. Great tips. So now moving beyond the pitfalls, looking ahead, Pete, how do you see ITFM evolving over the next few years in response to emerging tech trends like AI or hybrid IT environments?
It's going to be an interesting time, that's for sure. So if I think of, you know, AI, Gen AI, and the technology that's coming in now, and I think of some of the challenges in ITFM, gathering data, understanding data, there's massive opportunity for that technology to actually make the ITFM disciplines richer. So that's one of the, I think, the biggest trends that we're going to see, is because one of the challenges that ITFM's always had is there is a lot of data in the tech world, and it's sifting your way through the data to find the insight. So think about the concept of a persona-based insight package that gets delivered every month. AI tool comes in, it looks at all the data, it does all the anomaly detections, it looks at the trend rates, it's got threshold alerting, and all of a sudden it starts serving you up persona-based insights if you're a vendor manager, an application owner, or if you're a CFO or a CIO. That tech has an amazing ability to impact the ITFM world going forward. But if I look at it the other way, ITFM is just going to become more pervasive, because there's a lot of argument out there at the moment that the AI spend is almost cloud spend all over again. Cloud spend started to get out of control in those early years. It was, you know, cloud first, and everyone was running to the cloud, and cloud costs were increasing at just dramatic rates. Well, if you read the recent articles over the last 12 to 18 months, AI is starting to follow that similar pattern. Organizations are spending literally billions of dollars in AI technology, software, people, labor, models, language learning, etc. And the question is it delivering the value? So as the AI technology both helps the ITFM practice, but it also becomes a focus for why you need ITFM, I think that's probably going to be one area to watch as we move forward.
Awesome. And then so we move toward, as we move towards predictive insights and more distributed environments, ITFM really must adapt, I would say. So Matt, does the TBM Council guide members through these emerging trends? And then are there any best practices on the horizon?
Yeah, so I'll answer that this in a few parts. So the first thing, you know, when we start to look, you know, we really start to get people focused on what we call when they're starting to ramp their journey, ramp the usage of TBM, right? And so we have a lot of insights there of how do you get started, right? And how do you think about the first couple use cases I mentioned, cost transparency, budgets, right? Labor financials. Once you start to do that, then how do you start to accelerate with that, right? You know, again, there's some things, what use cases should I do? But also, how do I go deeper and build a more robust practice? And then ultimately, how do I start to innovate with TBM? You know, we're seeing some people do some very cool things around sustainability. Some people, some of the real leaders are even moving beyond just the tech world and moving more into a concept called EBM, right? And so getting much more into using the discipline to think about enterprise outcomes and impacts. And so that's where the first part of it is, right? So how we're starting to do much more thinking around how do we provide great resource research, best practices, things like that across those three phases. Now on that research journey, that was my background for the last 7 or 8 years. I mentioned I worked at Forrester. And so we're making a concerted effort here as part of the work that we're doing to increase the amount of research. And so back at conference, which was November back in San Diego, we introduced the first cut of Framework 2.0 and Taxonomy 5.0. We're going to be finalizing those over the next couple of months, but then we're going to follow that with a bunch of research around how to use that to either get started well, or to, you know, accelerate, or if you're having some challenges, how to recover. And so that's where we're really making an investment in time and effort to build great research to help people move forward with TBM.
Awesome. That's exciting. So now to wrap up our episode, Pete, for those that are just starting with ITFM, what's the one piece of advice that you'd emphasize?
Honestly, I'm going to go back to those tips and tricks earlier. 80-20, like, focus on the things that are your biggest pain points. I know it sounds obvious, but sometimes the obvious is what's forgotten. So depending on who you are, depending on the persona, depending on what your company is, you know, pick those top five pain points. Make sure you understand the data to drive those pain points. Only focus on the data for those pain points. And then once you've got the practices in place and you're adopting some of the disciplines, the next thing that's really important is the metric. You've got to measure your outcome. You know, the age-old saying is, you know, if you don't measure it, it's hard to, you know, track it and report it, et cetera. But it's really important because at the end of the day, you're adopting the ITFM practices to get an outcome. So 80-20, keep it simple. Start with the most important areas. Focus on those data and just that data to start with. And then make sure that you've got a clear way to measure and demonstrate the value. Once you've gotten that value, move on to the next set of pain points.
Awesome. Thanks, Pete. And Matt, any final parting words from the TBM Council's perspective for newcomers to TBM or ITFM?
I like the folks, you know, the big thing we talk about, I mentioned how much spend is going into IT. It's over $5 trillion per year now in the tech spend. And more technologies are coming to the fore all the time. Tech world's not going to get any easier. It's just going to get more complex and more complex, but the challenges are real, but the opportunity is even bigger. And so the idea here is, you know, you really need to get ahead of this game, and, you know, your ability to think about how you get this practice in place and use this, it's going to be a full force multiplier for the people that do. And there's loads of stories we already have. We do a bunch of case studies on people that win our awards, and we have three or four that are coming out over the next couple of weeks. Go in there and see the people that are having real successes with this, because that's what you can do. And it removes a lot of the heartache, and it puts you in a much stronger position in the C-suite, and it puts your company in a much stronger position in your marketplace. And so that's what we can help you do. And the council's here to help you get on that journey.
Awesome. That wraps up this episode. So Pete and Matt, thank you both so much for your insights. So we've unpacked the reasons behind our name change to ITFM Insights, explored how ITFM fits within TBM, and learned about the tangible outcomes, common challenges, and what's ahead for ITFM. To our listeners, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more discussions on ITFM best practices, emerging trends, and success stories. Thank you for joining us.